And I'm going to move around the fire here and get the last one. Here I go around the fire, not setting myself or anyone else on fire, practicing safe linguistics.
Okay, yes, I'm looking.
Okay, so Peggy has the last one, the last Japanese example.
Okay, I'm examining the S, the S sound, and the T sound.
So again, if she had a pen, which are apparently not permitted in our backyard tonight, I don't know. We could get some charcoal or something and rub these out, but...
You could get rid of the words that have neither of those sounds in them.
Right, which would make your life a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Including the TSs. Remember that those TSs make a... It's an African. It's a T. Mm-hmm. So we don't need to worry about TS.
Okay. Yeah, so basically the two that are just the same except for the contrast of the two sounds we're studying are kata, person, and kasa, umbrella. And since the difference of just that sound make two different words, they are contrastive.
That's right. So it's a minimal pair, kata mm-hmm. and kasa, and mm-hmm. they do contrast, and so what is your conclusion about the status of those sounds? Once you say they contrast.
Once I say they contrast.
Then you know.
Yeah. Then they cannot be allophones of the same phoneme.
Right. They are different phonemes. They're
mm-hmm.
allophones
right.
different phonemes. Okay. Throw it on the fire.
Okay. All right.
Good job.
Okay. Oh, I don't have the stick to take the thing off the top.
Oh, so no. Okay.
I'll have to
maybe.
Hold on to it until
okay.
the stick,
yeah, we,
stick comes around.
Safe linguistics. We don't want her to lift the top off the fire pit without the magic stick, without the linguistic stick. All right, everybody. Good job, you guys.